the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, where we'll be each and every Wednesday on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. The segment of the Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pine Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the MC Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer. Coach, it's good to have you back on the air tonight. We coming off a tough loss, Coach, to Savannah Christian Friday night. Can you reflect back on that game for me?
We couldn't stop the dive. it was a game where the offense that they ran was just, it was designed to put the ball in the big guy's hand and just 3 yards in a cloud of dust is what they want. They'll take more, but every play they want 3 yards. Three, and go for it on fourth down.
Yes, sir, Coach, and he was a big boy. A big fullback. He carried that thing about 25 times for, I'm assuming, around 200 and something yards. We had him up there in the press box Friday.
Yeah, right at 232. He was a good athlete. He did his job Friday night. My hat's off to Coach Bell and Savannah Christian. They did an outstanding job last Friday night. Take nothing away from them, but we couldn't stop the dive. We couldn't stop it.
And, Coach, I tell you what, they weren't much better than we were. Like you said, we just didn't tackle and do the little things that get you wins in the ballgame.
Yeah, it came down to an execution part on our end. And once we started executing it there in the middle of the second and towards the third, we started moving the ball offensively. We had some nice drives. We made some nice runs, some nice throwing catches. Denver got outside of the pocket. And defensively, we made some stops in there to give us a chance offensively.
Yes, but like you said, Coach, they were just telling you, here is the dive. And that's what Savannah Christian want to do. They just want to eat the clock, get first down, and keep your offense on the side.
Well, the hard thing about it is you know it's coming. And the coaching part is you can't stop it right then. And, you know, you practice it all week and – as a coach, as a defense coach, I've always learned that one of the hardest things assimilated in practice for your defense is a wing tee offense. And it normally takes about two or three series a game to figure out the speed of that offense and how they do it, because there's no scout team that can simulate that in practice except for those ones that run that offense themselves. It's a very hard offense.
Yes, it is, Coach. And I used to, you know, we always play these guys, and these guys always play us tough, and I hate playing them because that simple as that offense, like you say, it's hard to stop. And like you said, you can practice all week, but you cannot get ready for game time.
No, you can't. The best way to defend it is right there on the field, getting used to that speed, getting used to it, because it hits fast in the game. You know, there's just nothing to replace that speed in practice.
Now, Coach, let me ask you, do you have any injuries coming off with Savannah Christian? Anybody full healthy and ready to go Friday night?
I don't think we had any injuries, any major injuries, just nicks and bruises, things you can play through. But we came away from it pretty healthy. Glad to have that again.
Okay, Coach, we got the Panthers, Portal Panthers, coming in town, homecoming Friday night. And now, Coach, let me go back 1 minute. We had a big crowd there Friday night. Big alumni night, Legion Service night, big crowd, good crowd for a ball game Friday night.
Yes, I was very pleased. We had around 4,500 people in attendance last Friday. That was a big crowd. That's one of the biggest crowds we've had so far, and it was nice to just see everybody come out and support us during a time where we're not as successful as we've been in the past. But it was nice to see the crowd last Friday on the fence, in the stands, on the visitor side. It was a nice crowd.
Yes. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Hey, Coach, I saw some old friends I haven't seen in a long time. for the alumni game, and it was good to have those people back, just coming in and see the kids play, see the old friends, and just having a good time at Buccaneers Field.
Yeah, we started planning that out last summer, and a couple community folks got with me, and we started planning it, and the hurricane messed it up, and I think that weekend we were getting ready to play Bryan. I think it would have been a whole lot bigger.
Yes, it would have.
But the hurricane messed it up, and so we had to reschedule it for another date. And we kind of knocked out two birds with one stone the other night. We had Leisure Service Night and we had Alumni Night. But we're hoping to get that thing jumping again next year and be bigger and better.
Okay, Coach, let's focus on the Portal Panthers coming up for homecoming this week. Tell me what kind of offense does the Panthers run, and are we going to be able to stop that offense this week?
I got some bad news for you. They run the ring team.
Oh, don't tell me that, Coach. I hate any team that run that wing team. That's a tough offense to stop.
But the difference is this week, it's not Dive.
Dude.
If I was Portal, I would probably put in Dive this week. But they run buck sweep and counter power and trap all out of the wing tee formation, one with one wide out. They're sitting at, I think, 1-4, and just even looking at them on film, they're not the same team that we played there at their place last year. I've just watching the film, Coach Smith is doing a pretty good job. I've seen some kids on offense blocking, seen some kids on defense kind of running to the football, and we didn't see that from them last year. They're improved. I can't, just sit here and say they're, a complete turnaround from what we've seen in the past, but they're definitely improved from what they were last year just watching film.
Hey, Coach, anytime, like you always tell your boys, you got that Buccaneer helmet on, you made it to the Georgia Dome this year. MCA is a marked football team this year. Everybody's going to bring their best, Coach, to try to knock you off.
I've been telling the guys that from the start, back in the spring. No one really knew who MCA was until we showed up on that green carpet in the Georgia Dome last December. And now that we were there, we were in that game for three full quarters, and we kind of played, and it kind of got away from us at the end. But just because of that situation, I've told the guys over and over again that we are the hunted.
Yes.
People know who we are, and they want a piece. Everybody wants to be good, and to be good, you got to beat some of the best. And they want a piece of anybody that they think is the best.
And that's right, like Coach, I told you, Jenkins County won the high school championship when they beat us a couple of weeks ago. But yeah. The Portland Panthers are not going to come in the MCA Friday night and lay down, Coach. You're going to have to beat these guys.
And that's what I've been telling the guys. That's what we've been kind of talking to them about all week, is they're not the same team they were last year. We're not the same team we were last year. But they're not going to just come in here and lay down for us just because we did some of the things that we've done. They're not going to just come in here and lay down and be still. They're going to come out and they're going to play their style of football. And then their brand of football, and they're going to run the football.
Okay, more to come on the Terrell Toomer Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaching Show with head coach Darrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, location from Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. The segment brought to you by Blue Bay Bar Mexican Grill, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. Okay, coach, we're talking about the Portland Panthers. Now, coach, what kind of defense do they run?
They're kind of very similar to what we saw last Friday, a 5-man front, 2 linebackers and the rest all DBs. But they, like I said earlier in the show, they're not the same team they were last year. I can see some improvement on film. I always enjoy getting a chance to play a team that you play 1 year and play them the next year, because you kind of got film to judge off and you kind of remember how they played. But they are actually getting to the football on defense and running around. It'll be interesting. They run a 5-man front, though.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to tell you something. I believe what they're going to do, they're going to stack the box on you and say, look, beat me if you can, quarterback. How are we going to have that situation, Coach?
Well, right now, this week, more than ever, we're putting more responsibility on our 5 offensive linemen. We're putting more responsibility on those guys.
And like we was talking, this was supposed to be your strength of the team this year, those returning seniors, your offensive line.
Yeah, we're going to try to get that thing rolling this week, and we're going to try to put it on the ground at least 25, 26 times Friday night. It may be a low-scoring game, but they run the ball, and we're planning on running it.
Hey, a win is a win, Coach. No matter how we get it done, the only thing we need to get it done. Now, Coach, your defense this week, are we ready to go this week and to work on that wing tee this week?
The thing that I like about our defense this week in practice is they're calling out the plays. They're calling out what they see. They're calling out the different things that's going on within the offense. So Coach Marshall and the defensive staff are getting those guys prepared. I like what I've seen out of them so far in practice this week.
All right, Coach. You know, we was announcing the game from the press box Friday night, and I get a good look at the ball game. Nobody talking, no enthusiasm at all. I mean, you know, nobody wants to take control of them on Friday night, Coach.
Well, we try to encourage them as much as we can. You know, we figured out this summer that we're a team that plays good the better we play. And the less we have, it seems like the worse we play. And that sounds funny, but our sideline makes a difference in how we play on
yes,
Friday
it does.
And, you know, someone on the outside listening to say, no way, you're silent. But it does, and the older guys have even, you know, we have a sit-down session sometimes, and they've always said, you know, when we hear you guys on the sideline giving it up for us, it makes us play harder.
Well, I tell you what, me and Mr. Webster be in the press box, and we sometimes we act like we on the field, a part of the game, you know, but it's exciting, Coach, to watch the young man's work and how they communicate together. But everybody has to do their job, Coach.
Yes, that's what we preach. DYDJ, do your darn job.
Right.
And if everyone does what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it, as a team, you'll benefit and come out. You'll come out on the top end of things.
And that's what we have to preach this week, Coach. The lineman's got to block. The running back's got to run and take care of the ball. We cannot turn the ball over, Coach. We have to run that ball and take care of the ball.
So far, we are doing a good job on turnover. We've had 2 games this year with 0 turnovers.
That's very good.
Yes, it was this past Friday and the Jenkins game. We didn't have a turnover, and that was the first time that I know of since we've been back this time around.
You're listening to the Terrell Toomer Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I want to ask you about Jimmy Palmer. What kind of game did Jimmy give you last week? Did he give you a good performance? Are you going to run the ball more this week? Are you going to put it in Campbell and Palmer hand more this week?
He did good. Jimmy done good. He does what we ask of him. He'll run the ball. He will line up at receiver. We plan on running the ball a lot more this week. He and Dunn will be switching now to running back, and we're going to put it on the ground as much as we can. And as long as we're ahead of the sticks and ahead of the board, we're going to try to run it out as much as we can.
And coach, that's old Buccaneers football. I'm an old coach, and I love to see those guys just run the ball down the team throat and just man up and say, come and get me if you can. Now, coach, tell me something about Michael Campbell.
Mike is playing corner for us, a little safety on defense. He's playing on offense. He's playing receiver. We'll stick him in the backfield on a couple plays. He's doing good. He's doing everything we're asking him to do right now. He's helping us a lot on special teams. On punt return. If you notice on punt return and kickoff turn, Mike, Jimmy, Danny Carter, those guys are getting us up to around the 50 and the 45-yard line. Can you think back of how many times we'd have to start way down inside the 20? We hadn't. They're doing a phenomenal job of getting that football out to the field.
And I noticed, Coach, they did one time to Campbell, and they started the rest of the night. They started pooching that day.
Yeah, they did. They saw that we were getting decent yards, and they started sky kicking it.
Jacob Label, Coach, did Label have a touchdown Friday night?
Yes, he did. He got Player of the Week as receiver.
Wow.
He caught two critical passes, gave us two first downs, and he caught one of his passes was a touchdown. I think he had about 40 yards.
Okay. You know what, then, Coach? The score didn't do justice to that game. I mean, you know, Coach, we were right there.
Yeah, we were. We were right there. And like I said earlier, maybe I did say it, we made some mistakes, and we weren't able to overcome those things. And that's what I keep having to tell myself, is we can't overcome those mistakes. We got to stop making them, and that's what we work on in practice. And I'll put the kids in bad situations. I'll put them at 3rd and 15. I'll put them at long, you know, defense. I'll put them at a short yardage situation and ask them to stop them. I put the offense in 2nd and 3rd and long. I even do 1st and 20 and see if we can make it and come back up from that hole.
Yes, Coach, because you know you got to practice these things. If you don't, they get in the game time situation, they won't be able to handle it.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know if any coach have a 1st and 20 play.
So. No, not many.
Not many have a 1st and 20 play.
But like I'm saying now, Coach, this week we must get off to a fast start.
Yeah, we are. We've done some things offensively to ensure that we get off to a fast start. We've incorporated some new things this week, and we'll all be on the same page. Hopefully, we can get off to a fast start. Defensively, we're praying that we get off to a fast start as well. Those guys kind of understand what we got to do this week, and they've done a good job of doing it so far in practice this week.
We will be right back to the MCA Coaches Show with the head coach, Terrell Toomer, on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888. Online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks.
Welcome back to the MCA Buccaneers Coach Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. the segment brought to you by the Darren Pharmacy and by Action Heating and Air. Coach, I want to ask you about your sophomore quarterback, Denver Anthony. Denver stepped up and did some good things Friday night.
Yes, he did. Last Friday was his best game at quarterback yet. I believe he was 16 of 26, 200 and something yards.
Wow.
Two touchdowns. He ended up, his rushing total ended up getting knocked down because he got sacked a couple times. And that's something I told him should never happen.
Yeah.
He's too athletic to get sacked. We break down in protection. He's kind of, nothing he can do but kind of protect the ball and get down. But yeah, I was very proud of him. Last Friday was his best game this year to date. I mean, he let the ball go. He didn't hold on to it. And he didn't hesitate to run, if you remember
right.
that. He took off.
And Coach, that's why we got him at quarterback. When everything else break down, we want him to get out of there and make something happen.
10-4. I told him, you know, look at your first read, look at your second read.
Yes.
And it ain't there, take off.
You go.
Yeah, take off.
And that's why we got him at the quarterback position, Coach. He uses his arm and his legs. When things break down, he got to make something happen.
And you're exactly right. That's what you, this is high school, and in high school, you want a mobile guy.
You want
a guy that can run and get away and avoid sacks and move up and step up and make a pass. You know, as a DC, if you have a quarterback that can't move, that's not mobile, where, you know, and we know that all that's coming out of the backfield is a run, I mean, that's kind of easy to defend.
Hey, Coach, let me say this. Not high school only. Look at all these mobile back quarterbacks in the NFL and college these days. You got to have it.
Yeah, a lot of teams are opening up, and they're looking for more dual threat guys that can take off and run the football when the things break down.
And everybody's going to their spread offense. Get those big guys out of there and let those quarterbacks find lanes and do their thing.
Yeah, if you just take a look at, you know, what Clemson has with their quarterback,
yes.
Brian, and you know, even with Form at Georgia, Jake Form, he can get out the move. He can run out of the pocket. They are looking for guys that are mobile and can, when things break down, they can get out of there and make something happen with the feet.
And, Coach, that's what I was telling his dad, man. We got to have more from Denver. When that thing break down, he got to make something happen. But to this week, Coach, the whole team got to pull together. Ain't no I in teams. We got to play a complete team ball game this week, Coach.
10-4. We're in a must-win situation. We're in a playoff situation.
Yes.
At game 5 or 6 in the season, but we're in a situation where we got to win. We got to find a way Friday night to win, whether it's by defense or by offense or by special team. We got to find a way to get our brown football across the goal line. We got to figure out something Friday. We got to find a way.
Hey, Coach, we number 35 right now. We are out of the playoffs right now. Like you said, this is a must-get win for us Friday night.
Yeah, I try not to look at that kind of stuff until the end. I didn't pay attention to it last year, but if we're down that far, I mean, we just got to start winning some games. We just got to start winning some games. We got to start playing. We got to pray for the teams that has beaten us to keep winning.
Yes.
That also helps us.
Yes, but you know what to heal everybody wound, Coach? Give me 2 W's in a row.
That's true. That's true. Sometimes winning heals all. Sometimes winning heals all.
Man, winning will shed everybody out. If you start winning, man, it'll take care of everything. But you know, Coach, like I was saying, special teams, you know, we got to get a lot out of Mike and Jimmy Palmer's special team this week. And if they get that ball, we need great field position. They can't be back there not scared to fair catch and not scared to get the rock and run it. These guys got to give us something big this week, Coach. Both Jimmy and Michael Campbell this week.
Yeah, speaking of them guys, they just walked in. But, yeah, you know, we kind of went to those seniors on punt return and went to both of them on kickoff return just to another way to get the ball in their hands. And a lot of times the other team can't stop it. I mean, you got to punt. And you got to do kickoff. And we can put who we want back there. And if those guys are back there, it's another chance to get the ball in some senior hands and make some plays.
Sure. And, Coach, one thing you cannot teach is speed.
No, you can't. Like Bob said, you either got it or you're chasing one or the other. It's nice to have some.
And I tell you what, man, we got some. And we got to use them this week. And, Coach, I want to talk about your little 14-year-old linebacker. And, you know, he's been improving every ball game. And this young man, if he keep doing what he's supposed to do, the sky's the limit for him.
Yeah, he. You referring to Isaiah. Jason, he came out Friday and figured out what we meant by take the quarterback no matter what happens. And he kind of figured that out, that he can't take dive. As soon as he took the dive, the quarterback took off. And from the middle of the second quarter for the rest of the game, he was in the quarterback's face the rest of the night. But, you know, that guy is improving each week. He's improving. I mean, there's not a whole lot I can say about him, but other than he's improving, I mean, he is a fun guy to coach.
Yes, but you know what, thing, Coach, like you say, you know, a lot of guys are going a lot two ways, but you know, that's just what single A football does.
Yeah, we had to go more guys this year two ways than we've ever had to do since I've been here. But you know, the good thing that I've found out so far about our two ways and others' two ways is our guys are in much better condition. And in the third and fourth quarter, we're always moving a whole lot faster than our competitors are.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Tuma on the Basic Sport Network. Coach, like you were saying, your kicking. You know, we got a freshman kicker this year, Coach. But the young man is getting better every game. Did he make one last week?
Yeah, he made it. He made a field goal. That was his first attempt. So,
yes,
so
and it looked good, Coach.
Yeah, so it went over into the lagoon in the back.
Yeah, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, we lost the football last Friday.
Hey, I'll take football for 3 points.
Yeah, I'll take a couple more losses for that. But he did a good. Seth Maxwell, he kicked his first field goal, went 1-for-1 on that. And then he went 1-for-2 on the PATs. He had one it just came off wrong. I always blame JP if it comes off wrong.
Yes, and Coach, you know, I watched this young man in practice. And this young man, he nails him. He got a strong leg, Coach.
Yes, he does. But, you know, him being 14, the confidence is just not there. But he does have a leg. We're going to make sure we get him a lot more coaching next year, and we're going to get him in some camps and get him coached up so that he'll have that confidence. I mean, he has the ability right now. He just likes the confidence.
But like you say, Coach, if we can just come out Friday night, jump on the Panthers quick, Coach, and don't look back. And like you say, I don't care if we get a one-point win Friday night. We need a win.
10-4, Mr. Kennedy. I told the guys today after practice, we got to find a way to win, whether it be defense or it be offense or it be special teams or it be, you know, whatever. We got to find a way to get the ground pigskin across the goal line some kind of way in our favor. We got to find a way to win Friday night. You know, I told them that you don't have to, don't worry about our record. Don't worry about what it looks like right now. What we got to do is go 1-0 this Friday.
Yes.
We got to go 1-0 this Friday.
Okay, Coach. Next week, I want to be talking about a win on the coaching show next week.
I want to be talking about the same thing.
Thank you for joining us for the MCA Coaching Show with Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Bubba Mexican Bar and Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Terrell Tuma Show. I'm Kenny Palmer, and we're signing off.